Baird.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Wednesday, January 11th, 2012, and you have with you on this gloomy day here in the state of Minnesota, Mr. Bradley Dean. Jake's out for the day, but aside of that, if you're just tuning in, this is the first time you've tuned into the Sons of Liberty, I want you to know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Stick to topic. 1-877-807-9977. Again, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And aside of that, we are showing you our faith by our works, because we are turning talk radio into do radio. For those that don't know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go and see our other websites, which they'll branch off out of sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out youcanruninternational.com as well. YouCanRunInternational.com. We've done over 331 high schools. We've done prisons. We're on worldwide radio. We have 54 nations listening to us on a daily basis, as do we have street teams out across the nation 6 days a week preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, doing the stuff that is the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to go out into all the world and seek and save that which is lost and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So aside of that, if you'd like to know who we are again, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to youcanruninternational.com. Aside of that as well, I'm also a drummer for a band called Junkyard Prophet, which is international. We have about 6 videos out worldwide with a potential of 444 million people that have seen them. If you'd like to see those, please go to Junkyard Prophet, PROPHET.com, junkyardprophet.com as well. There's many facets to this ministry because we're being spent for the Lord. like it or not, we are seeing the answers of our prayers, and we have hope for this next generation, because that's the reason we're out here, fighting for our posterity and fighting for our next generation, because you can, as you can well see, over the last five generations, we have been basically dropped and forgotten about. So we have to pick the ball up and restore what has been wasted, and that's exactly what we're doing, and we're doing it in the strength of the Lord. So aside of that, folks, for the up-and-coming elections, I want to say this. I'm going to say this every show until November of next year. This up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama, folks. It is about the survival of America, and forget it not, and forget a not, especially this. America is not Obama, and Obama is not America. One of the things that we were talking about yesterday, I got a little fired up on the topic. I also do a commentary for WorldNet Daily on a weekly basis, and just the feedback, which coincides and ties into what we were talking about yesterday, about, you know, we're always getting shot at by the homosexuals, or we're getting shot at by the atheists, or we're getting shot at by this administration who wants to fundamentally transform America, quote unquote, said Obama Nation. I just think it's important for people to understand, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you into Washington, D.C. for a minute here so you can understand who we are, where it is that we came from, so you know where we're going and what it is to those that are listening outside of the United States, what makes America so great. So check this out. Judges and legislators who exhibit confusion about the constitutionality of the acknowledgments of God in and on public buildings should get out of their stuffy chambers and go visit some of our national treasures. Just one day spent traversing the mall in Washington, D.C., you could expose them to an undeniable fact of American history, his story. Biblical and religious quotations, including the Ten Commandments, adorn nearly every significant building and monument in our nation's capital. Inscribed and enshrined there as the natural public conversation of America's leaders in every generation. Indeed, the role of faith, family, and freedom in American history is inscribed on monuments across the length and breadth of Washington, D.C., undeniably. For instance, the words of Lincoln's second inaugural address, carved granite, thunder from inside the memorial that bears his name, praying that the mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away, but recalling that the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Now, from the Lincoln Memorial, a perfect line of sight connects you with the magnificent obelisk of the Washington Monument. The form of the monument recalls ancient Roman Greece, but at its utmost point, inscribed on the aluminum tip of the capstone is the Latin phrase on the Washington Monument, the very tip, folks, is the Latin phrase, Laus Deo. You ready for this? It says on the top of that white pillar that you see flying into Washington, D.C., on the very tip, quote, unquote, inscribed, praise be to God. Along the stairway to the height are 109 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments that acknowledge us as the light of the world. The blocks resound with quotations from Scripture. Ready for this? Exodus 28, holiness to the Lord. Search the Scriptures, John 5:39. The memory of the just is blessed, Proverbs 10:27. And folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to bring you through the Washington Mall and tell you what's inscribed and what's inlaid on those buildings and those memorials all across the great city of Washington, D.C. You got Bradley. Jake's not here today. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, you folks out there know I'm only playing, right? You got to know I'm only playing. All right, because I don't want somebody thinking that I'm really a straight rapper. As a matter of fact, it might not be a bad idea to actually post on Facebook, Bradley Dean, on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, L-E-E. That piece with me and Jake, going after the press, we had Newsweek call me up. They wanted to do an interview, and I said, you have got to be out of your mind. Because she already had her story written, what she did. But I think it's so good. Can you load that up? And let's play that next segment. I want to get through this, and then I want to go to through the highlights, the records of Santorum, Gingrich, Perry, and the guy that's on the that everybody through the state-run media is actually embracing for some scary reason, folks. I hope we have enough common sense, folks, to see what's going on. When the state-run media embraces Romney, you know something's going wrong. You know something's up. So, aside of that, let's get back to what we were talking about right before the break. I'm bringing you through the Washington Mall, and I'm telling you what's inscribed on these buildings. Let me go back just a little bit. You know the pillar, the white pillar, when you first go into Washington, D.C.? You can see it when you're flying in. On the top of that, it's a Latin phrase, laus Deo, which means praise be to God. And along the stairway to the height, there are 190 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments. Now, I'm actually just exhibiting what's in Washington, D.C. to shut down the voice of opposition to those that are saying, oh, we're not a Christian nation. Well, then what are we? The blocks resound on that pillar with quotations from Scripture, holiness to the Lord, Exodus 28. Inscribed on the stairs, search the Scripture, John 5:39. Inscribed on the stairs, the memory of the just is blessed. Proverbs 10:7. This is why people are confused, folks, because they have never taken the time to know who they were or where they came from. So therefore, how do they know where they're going? The very God that said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, is the one that's being ignored, and he's the God that established this country. So what do you have? You have other gods. This happened in 62. You have an influx of foreign gods. And the reason they come here is because of the greatness of who God has made us. If their God was God, then why did they come to America? Have you ever asked yourself that question? It's really a good question to ask yourself. Or those that think they're going to come in and establish their Sharia law or their Chinese law through Buddhas or the Hare Krishnas who believe in millions of gods. Wow, what a confused individual. They wonder why they're in the ditch. Because they didn't obey the first mandate. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, they have other gods, and then they're in the ditch, and they're trying to figure out why they're there. And why they're confused. Because they didn't obey. That's why. Back to the mall in Washington, D.C. May heaven to this union continue its benefice, inscribed on the stairs of the pillar. Further east along the mall's north side stands the National Archives. No building in Washington, say, perhaps the Library of Congress, is more emblematic of this nation's desire to preserve its history as the key to a secure future. Carved in stone adjacent to the entrance of the archives are the words, "What is past is a prologue," appropriately introducing the original parchment of the United States Constitution inside, which is really cool to see. Inlaid at the archives entrance is a bronze medallion of the, ready for this again, folks? America? The Ten Commandments. You know, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, practice what you preach. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Number five, honor, hold in high esteem your father and your mother. Now, Disney's teaching you to dishonor your father and your mother. Number six, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, even if you're angry without a cause, you should be in the danger of judgment. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. Number eight is thou shalt not steal. Not just a little bit. It's okay to just take a penny. No, there's no difference between stealing a penny and $100 before God. Stealing is stealing. Number nine is thou shalt not lie. And number ten is thou shalt not covet. No wonder they're at war with God. Because God stands against everything that America, you allow your politicians to do. In violation of his law. Back to the mall of Washington, D.C. Bringing attestation to the fact of who we are and where it is that we came from. Inlaid at the archives entrance is a bronze medallion of the Ten Commandments surrounded by four winged figures representing legislation, justice, history, and war and defense. A testament to the archives, architects, bold witness, to the centrality of biblical truth to the American experience. Still further east, the level expanse of the mall gives way to the gentle rise of Jenkins Hill, known by its more political name, Capitol Hill. Below the west front of the Capitol, where our presidents take their inaugural oaths, lay gardens planted with the offerings of people and organizations from around the world. One such planting is a group of five crabapple trees donated by the people of Iowa in memory of the five Sullivan brothers, sons of the Hawkeye State, who served and died together abroad, the USS June, in World War II. Wow, you want to talk about sacrifice, folks. Can you give me that quote by Abraham Lincoln, please? Concerning the cost of freedom. This living monument, eloquent beyond words, reminds Americans of the costly sacrifice that so many families have laid, in Lincoln's words, on the altar of freedom. Did you hear me, folks? On the altar of freedom. And forget not what Charles D. Montesquieu said, "Liberty is only found in what the law permits." Our boys and our girls going over to foreign soil to fight, bleed, and die to ratify the Constitution, to magnify the laws of who we are as a people, laid on the Mosaic Institution called Common Law, said William Blackstone. The U.S. Capitol also bears public witness to the legacy of biblically inspired faith that Americans have passed on from generation to generation. So much so, the president still have their hand on that Bible when they swear in, don't they, to serve we the people, one nation under God. It's very similar to the oath that our boys and girls serve before they serve our country. So help me God, the God of the Mosaic Institution. New England statesman in order, Daniel Webster, was voted by the United States Senate in the 1980s as one of the five greatest senators ever to serve in that chamber. In 1851, when the new House and Senate wings of the Capitol were begun, Webster gave a speech that was deposited in the cornerstone. Its final words are these. This is Daniel Webster. If therefore it shall hereafter be the will of God that this structure should fall from the base, that its foundations be upturned, and the deposit brought to the eyes of men, be it then known, said Daniel Webster, that on this day the Union of these United States of America stands firm, that their Constitution still exists unimpaired, and with all of its original usefulness and glory, growing every day stronger and stronger, not weaker and weaker, folks, yet stronger and stronger in the affection of the great body of the American people. Daniel Webster goes on, and attracting more and more the admiration of the world. And all here assembled, whether belonging to the public life or to the private life, with hearts devotedly thankful to Almighty God for the preservation of the liberty and happiness of the country, unite in sincere and fervent prayers that this deposit and the walls and the arches, the domes and the towers, the columns now to be erected over it may endure forever. We have the longest standing constitution in the history of the world. Why, America? From the plaza of the Capitol, talking about the mall in Washington, D.C., look west across the mall to the hillsides of Arlington Cemetery, where lay the remains of generations who kept the pledges of life, fortune, and sacred honor to keep our nation free, free, free. Each hour the guard is changed at the tomb where rest in honored glory an American soldier known but to God. Who are you? Where did you come from? How were you conceived? You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to come back with a quote from Abraham Lincoln concerning this train of thought.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. or human growth hormone support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, one more shout-out. We're halfway through our segment today. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to kick this quote off by Daniel Webster and Abraham Lincoln real quick. I was just talking about the plaza and the mall around the capital of Washington, D.C., and what is engraved, what's inscribed, what's inlaid on those buildings. One of them was Moses and the Ten Commandments on the Supreme Court building on the backside of the building, which is incredibly huge. And it says, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. One of the other things that might be some importance to you as well is consider the Statue of Liberty, because it says on the Statue of Liberty, enlightening the world. Well, how would you do that? Well, because you're a Christian nation. As Jesus used the parable to take the light and put it on top of the city. Not to put it under your bed or hide it behind a bushel. It just all coincides, folks. There's no denying who we are. And the only argument against a holy Bible is an unholy life. And, you know, it's interesting, like I said to you prior to this break, how we're always constantly hearing about how the atheists, which are so small in numbers, ridiculous, or the homosexual, which is less than 1.8% of the population. Isn't it interesting how they're always trying to overthrow law? But you're the bad guy for maintaining or magnifying the law, which hundreds of thousands of men and women died to ratify. Who's the enemy of our country? Well, you do the math. You do the figuring there. You know, in the state of Minnesota here, you go into the Capitol, and when you go into the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota, you have a huge mural of Moses and the Ten Commandments. Moses is actually waiting for the divine law to be received by Jehovah God in Jesus' name. And when you turn around and walk out of that chambers, it says this, it says, where law ends, whose law, folks? God's law, his moral law. Where law ends, tyranny begins. It's spelled out for you right there in that one statement. Where law ends, tyranny begins. Those that are trying to overthrow the laws of who we are as a people, those are the tyrants. You know, and it really shuts the mouth of the gainsayers when they attack you, and then you just step back and say, wait a second, am I the one asking to overthrow the laws here? What, for 230-some years, everything's been okay, now we need to change because we're evolving? Where men want to marry men? And women want to marry women? Because a corrupt administration said so? No, he ain't God. And as I've said before, a king is not a king that does not submit to the law. Because the law is the king. This isn't a monarchy, folks. We need to think a little bit. Now, one of the things that I brought up at the plaza was Arlington Cemetery, which is near and dear to my heart, where lay the remains of generations who kept the pledges of life, fortune, and sacred honor to keep our nation. Just think, they laid down life, they laid down their fortunes, and their sacred honor to serve me and you to give us what we have today. And we don't have time, folks. Some of you people out there don't make time to go protest those that are desecrating the graves of those that gave us the gift of freedom in the first place. You're the worst of men. There's no getting around it. You are absolutely, you're a traitor to your nation. You're a Judas. You're in the same camp as he is. You have more time to go to a football game or a baseball game than to go protest a government that's trying to eradicate your freedom to do those things that you enjoy. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with those things, but those should be secondary to your service to your country and your people, first and foremost. So, as I'm in Arlington, and I'm bringing you through Arlington right now, I want to give you a quote from Abraham Lincoln, and listen carefully. He wrote, concerning them boys that sacrificed everything for me and you. Dear madam, said Abraham Lincoln, I've been shown in the files of the War Department a statement of the Adjutant General of Massachusetts that you are the mother of five sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. I didn't say one, folks. I didn't say two. I didn't say three, and I didn't say four. This is a letter to Miss Bixby that sacrificed five of her sons on the battlefield. Abraham Lincoln goes on, I feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine which would attempt to beguile you from a grief of a loss so overwhelming. But I cannot refrain from tendering to you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the republic that they died for, to save. I said a republic, folks. Abraham goes on, I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavements, her loss of her children, and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost, and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln. Wow. Wow. Why is that Constitution so important, folks? Did you hear what I just read from Abraham Lincoln to Miss Bixby, who sacrificed five children? That was one family. I said to you yesterday, in 1944, there wasn't a family in the United States of America that did not feel loss. What did they fight for? God and country. The greatest generation has definition and meaning, folks. And it should be in your heart not to tolerate what you're seeing today in your country. Daniel Webster comes to my aid when he said, listen carefully, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands, because miracles do not cluster. And what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. And what is this administration advocating? Anarchy. Why? Because they want to bring in change. Something some of you people still not caught up to, a new world order. What do you think the UN has been contrived and conceived for? And how did it, how was the UN actually brought into existence? Through war. Woodrow Wilson failed the test, and here comes old Roosevelt. That was the guy that told the American people and the mothers and fathers that I'll never send any of our boys over to foreign soil. But yet he did it anyways, didn't he? Yeah. So, folks, there's meaning to who you are, where it is that you came from, like it or not. And, of course, I say like it or not to those that have a disregard of who we are as a people. But next time someone's complaining about who we are and where it is that we came from, tell them that we'll buy him a plane ticket and send him to a country of his choice, because this isn't Russia. This is one nation under God. And that might give you somewhat of an idea as to why we have the longest standing constitution in the history of the world. Forget it not. One of the things I want to hit off on really quick is Tammy had brought up a couple days ago the records of those that are running for the president of these United States. And Heather's with me right now. Thanks for joining me, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. And just go ahead and run down each individual. Tell them the record. And that's what we'll do, is we'll run off the fruit of who they are. Because as Jesus said again, isn't it interesting how everybody's reverting? Listen, Obama Nation is reverting back there again. Why? Because he knows he's in trouble. He knows he's completely in trouble. And some of you professed Christians out there are so foolish, you don't even know the word of God for yourself, and you think because he invokes the name of Christ that, oh, he must be a Christian that kills babies, that advocates what God calls as an abomination, that lies, that steals, that commits treason against his country. Well, yeah, he's got to be. He's got to be a different Jesus, maybe Bar Jesus, but not Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Holy Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, not adds to it. Let's keep that in perspective here real quick. Go ahead, Heather.
Okay, so it's the Tammy gave us the website, southernnh912.com, and they did all their homework. They contacted all the candidates and asked them different issues, what their stance is on them. So I'm going to start here with will support strict interpretation of the Constitution.
That we were just talking about?
Yep, Gingrich is yes, Huntsman is no. He signed hate crime legislation into law.
Sure, and hate crime is really nothing more than state-run bullying is really what it comes down to. They're trying to teach you how to hate the laws that expose the crimes of the homosexual communities.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And then Ron Paul's yes, Perry is no, Romney is no, and Santorum is yes.
Really?
Yeah, so Gingrich.
Interesting. Rick Perry's playing that card, though, right now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next topic.
Supports the Second Amendment. Gingrich is yes. Huntsman is yes/maybe. Ron Paul, yes. Perry, yes.
So, okay, stand back for a second. Okay. So Huntsman's out in New Hampshire right now appealing to the 1,800 homosexuals that are adopting children, and he thinks that, in other words, what he's doing right now, folks, is he's his own greatest cheerleader.
Yeah.
He's actually trying to run off one state and think he's going to win the United States presidency. The guy's got to be out of his mind. He plays up to the people in such a sickening fashion.
It's very insincere.
Oh, totally. Just keep in mind, folks, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss. This guy is kissing you all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Okay. And Ron Paul is yes. He supports it. Perry is yes. Romney is no. And Santorum is yes. And he actually has an A-plus NRA rating in 2006.
Who does?
Given that. Santorum.
Okay, cool.
Yep. And then wants to repeal the Patriot Act. They're pretty much all no except for Ron Paul. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
because he understands what the Patriot Act is. It's
yep.
unpatriotic, folks.
Yep.
Because, again, the question was laid to you weeks back after September 11th. Why is your government asking you to give up your rights rather than ensuring your rights?
Mm-hmm.
As Thomas Jefferson rightly said, the whole purpose of government is to ensure your rights, not to take them away. And, by the way, it's not for them to ask you to give up your rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's for them to ensure your rights. That's why you put them there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But the question that you have to ask yourself, folks, is why is the government asking you to give up your arms, your means to defend yourself, and your rights after an attack? That sounds much like Hitlerism. Do your homework. Call me crazy, but I'll tell you what, they all thought Hitler was crazy too. Folks, we're going to come back to this topic. We're going to check their record, and we're going to throw it out there. You got Bradley and Heather for a minute. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back with more on the docket.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the fruit of them that are running for the highest office in the United States of America. Of course, the presidency. Speaking of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. It's interesting that tyrants know that the best way to enslave men is to disarm them. And what did our father of our country, as he was rightly called, George Washington, what did he say about that? He said the Second Amendment are the people's liberty's teeth. It's great. So anyways, go on to the next topic. Are we still on the Second Amendment here?
Nope. We were at the Patriot Act. Yep. And then we're on to they will only nominate strong constitutional conservative non-active judges. Gingrich, yes. Huntsman, question mark, because he doesn't really talk about it.
He's a loon, man. I mean, this guy is out. He's an empty shell.
Yep. And then Ron Paul is yes. Perry, no. Governor Romney, no. I guess he nominated 14 Democrats versus 9 Republicans.
Who's this?
Romney.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I know.
Look at his state.
Yeah, and then it says when running for governor, he said he would, quote, preserve and protect legal abortion.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And then he denies it. Hey, will you pull that piece up again on Romney, folks? Again, folks, you know what's interesting as to what's going on in the country today is the fact that, first of all, Romney's on every page,
yeah,
on the front page of the paper. In other words, the state-run media, the establishment is helping him along.
Yep.
That should be the first sign to scare the bejeepers out of you, that he's a part of the system. Mm-hmm. There's very little difference between him and Obama except skin color. And with that, the guy's just, he's not right, folks. And yet he's constantly being pushed up. 70% of the American people are saying no to him anyways. But the state-run media keeps putting him out there like, mm-hmm, he's the front runner. Fox News is right right hand in glove with what's going on, folks. If he's not in the polls, they're going to keep talking about him as if he's in the polls. Now they're trying to start a catfight between Obama and Romney. And so what they want to do is they want to pull out of scope everybody else. Listen to Romney really quick, folks. Listen to this piece.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose and am devoted and dedicated to honoring my word in that regard. I am pro-life and favor that legislation. You will not see me wavering on that or be a multiple choice. Thank you very much. You can go back to YouTube and look at what I said in 1994. I never said I was pro-choice, but my position was effectively pro-choice. I've said that time and time again.
We do have tough gun laws in Massachusetts. I support them.
I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Small varmints, if you will. Look, I was an independent during the time of Reagan Bush.
It's time for Republicans to start acting like Republicans.
I'm not trying to return to Reagan Bush.
I mean, do I need to say anything, folks? Does he kind of said my special interest group? I'm going to agree with them when I need to, and then I'm
going
to.
Where the wind's going now?
And folks, yeah. why are not the main outlets? Why are they not reporting this stuff, folks? It's just absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, who they are vilifying and who they are demonizing are those that are the real conservatives, mm-hmm. because they don't want a conservative to reverse everything Obama Nation has done.
Yeah.
But the American people are looking for that man. That's why 70% of the people are already saying no to Romney, anyways. But again, here's the state-run media putting him up like he's our man. If he's our man, if nobody can do it, Romney surely can.
And you remember the lady that on Saturday night's debate, the ABC debate, lady said, "We're glad that Romney would win because
Diane Sawyer."
No, it was. Remember afterwards they were doing the analysis and they had the Republican analysis and then they had that lady that was a Democrat and she was doing the analysis and
okay.
they said that she was happy that Romney was at the top
That's
because
right.
she knew that.
That's right.
He wouldn't challenge Obama
that's right.
effectively.
That's right.
Okay. So,
and by the way, that's the question being asked right now. Is he able to actually win
right.
The presidential debate with Obama? And to be quite honest with you, the guy's so shifty, I don't think he knows what he can do.
Yeah.
So.
And then as far as nominating strong constitutional conservative non-activist judges, Santorum is yes and yes, and he has actions to back it up by who he was confirming as justices.
Again, the only guy that doesn't have a scandal around him. I can look at every one of them, and I got to be quite honest with you, and I'm not showing partiality, but I just have discernment, mm-hmm. and I don't trust them, neither
yeah.
Romney or Huntsman. I mean, these two, get out of here. You're people pleasers. You're doing what you can to get in office. And again, anybody that wants office that bad, this guy's buying his way into office, folks.
Yep.
That's all he's doing. He doesn't even have to show up for some reason. His money just buys him the votes.
Yeah.
Folks, are you selling your soul for a nickel? Or a dollar, or whatever the case might be. I think it was $2.53 per vote. Are you selling your soul so you can have a golden calf?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, our issue, again, is not finances. That's the fruit of our lack of morality towards God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to. That's what our issue is. Go on to the next one.
Okay. Wants to close the Department of Education. Gingrich, no. Huntsman, no. Paul, yes. Perry.
Slow down.
Okay.
Okay, the 10th Amendment that belongs to the states, not to the federal government. They have no business in being in your education whatsoever, folks. So mm-hmm. a high five to all you homeschoolers and those that have their kids in public schools. You might want to look at as to what's going on in public schools. You might want to pull them out of there because the federal government is inundating your kids with indoctrination, which is through International Baccalaureate, which mm-hmm. started in Switzerland back in 1968 for a world global education system. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Perry is yes. Romney is no. And Santorum is no, wants to make it smaller. So, and then as far as TARP, supporting TARP, which was the mortgage bailouts, Gingrich was yes and no. Huntsman, yes. Ron Paul, no. Perry, yes. Romney, yes. Santorum, no.
Hmm.
Supported the stimulus. Gingrich, no. Huntsman, yes. Probably wasn't big enough. Ron Paul, no. Perry, yes. Romney, yes and no.
A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. James 1.
Yep. And Santorum, no.
Okay. Topic?
Yep. Immigration.
Ooh,
supports,
hot topic.
Yep.
Okay.
Supports amnesty for illegal immigrants currently in the U.S. Gingrich.
Who is that? The first one?
This is supports amnesty for illegal immigrants currently in the United States.
Okay.
Gingrich has yeses and noes, so I'm not exactly sure. He's kind of swaying on that opinion.
Okay.
Huntsman, yes.
Ron, he's probably gauging which way the wind's going to blow,
mm-hmm.
so he probably shut his mouth.
And then Ron Paul, no. Rick Perry, yes. Romney, no and yes. Santorum, no.
Huh.
No, he strongly opposes amnesty for illegal aliens.
Well, what are you saying to an illegal immigrant that comes in here illegally and you just give him a pass?
Yeah.
It shows him that you're just as corrupt as he is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then supports in-state tuition for illegal immigrants.
Go to Perry first, please. I remember that one. I say that, no, you don't have a
you
heart.
Don't
if you don't
have a heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's yes.
Okay.
Gingrich is
on
yes.
your dime, folks.
Yeah.
Gingrich, on your dime.
Gingrich is yes only if already attending school. Huntsman is yes. Ron Paul is no. Romney is no. And Santorum is no.
Okay, cool.
Supports defunding or repeal of Obamacare. Gingrich is no recently, in the past, yes.
Huh.
Huntsman is yes. Ron Paul is yes. Perry, yes. Romney, no.
Well, no, because of Romney Care, folks.
Exactly.
He's the author of this.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, and Santorum is yes. Repeal it. Believes in man-made climate changes, global warming.
Yeah.
Gingrich, yes. Huntsman, yes. Ron Paul, no. Perry, no. Romney, yes and no.
Okay.
And Santorum, no.
Huh. Isn't it amazing, folks? We just took our kids this morning to a, we took them to a, what was it called?
Sea Life Adventure.
Sea Life at the Mall of America today. And it was just interesting about at every little, you know, they'd have these little stories to tell you at every new window you went to, mm-hmm. and about the animal, identify it, what it does. And then they'd always have their little thing in there about how, the seas are being rotted because of the oil, man's the problem,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, the forests are being destroyed, man's the problem. Folks, man's always the problem with these leftist whacks. But isn't it interesting that the earth still abideth?
Mm-hmm.
What did the earth do before they got here?
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, just think about what did all these leftists wax? How did they make it this far? And all of a sudden, all these problems that we're having today, man, it's amazing. God just sent you at the right time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Well, we just appreciate you guys. How foolish do you look? Man is always the problem, folks. And they want to protect the animals. They want to protect the fish, but they want to kill the baby. This is the danger of these mental ward individuals, because that's where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
Next point.
Yep. Is anti-abortion in all cases? Gingrich, no. He said except for rape or incest.
Okay.
Huntsman, yes. Ron Paul, yes. Perry, no. Romney, no. And Santorum, yes. And he was actually a champion of the law that outlawed partial birth. And gay marriage is actually not in here.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
It's not
Let's
in
just
here.
Kind of, you know, pass by that one.
Yep.
That means so much to the people.
Yep.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Jake is not here today. His wife is. And you should have ended the song with, or the show here with, If I Only Had a... I totally appreciate you being with me today. Thanks again, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.